Hey there, and welcome to the Contentment Creator Podcast, the show designed especially for creative entrepreneurs just like you who are committed to a beautiful life that's rooted in courage and contentment, and that's blooming with creativity and prosperity. I'm your host, Ellen Broen, a certified life coach, a singer, a mother, and a lover of alliteration, dogs, and deep conversation. This show is designed to become a part of your daily routine to help you, fellow contentment creator, dig deep to clarify your life vision, catalyze your creative flow, and fuel your entrepreneurial fire in just a few inspiring minutes each day. Each Thursday, we talk about consistency, and this week is integration week. So instead of discussing a topic, we're doing an exercise together so you walk away with a path for consistency towards your big goal. When we choose goals that are based on someone else's version of success, numbers, metrics, or benchmarks that don't actually align with what we truly desire, we make it virtually impossible for ourselves to create consistency. Today, we're going to redefine how you measure progress. We're going to move past surface-level goals and dig into the real outcomes you want so you can set yourself up for consistency, fulfillment, and success that actually feels like success. Grab a journal or open a note in your phone. This is a guided process. And by the end of this episode, you'll have a clear, tangible goal that is deeply aligned with the fullest expression of what you actually want. Step one, defining your true North Star. Think about a goal you've been working toward or one that's been sitting in the back of your mind. Maybe it's a business goal, a health goal, a creative project, or something personal. Now ask yourself, what would be the most fully realized expression of this goal? If this goal were completely actualized, what would it look and feel like? Is it an experience, an embodiment, or an external achievement that reflects deeper alignment? Let's take an example. Say your goal is to lose 20 pounds, but if we were to dig deeper, is it really about the number on the scale, or is it about feeling strong, energized, and confident in your body? Is it about having the endurance to keep up with your kids? Is it about a shared hobby with your partner? When we define goals based on what we actually desire instead of generic benchmarks, we create an entirely different relationship with the process of achieving them. Step two, translate your true goal into a measurable outcome. Once you've identified the real goal, it's time to define it inside of a what by when framework. Here's what doesn't work. Feel more confident in my body. Grow my business. Be a better partner. These are all desirable ideas, but they aren't measurable goals. Instead, let's define what success actually looks like. Instead of feel more confident in my body, maybe it's really more about overcoming a physical challenge and creating more connection in your relationship. So your true outcome is hike the Virginia portion of the Appalachian Trail with my spouse in 6 months. Instead of grow my business, maybe it's generate $10,000 in revenue from my coaching business in 3 months by launching a group program. Instead of be a better partner, try plan and execute one intentional, uninterrupted date night each week for the next 3 months. See the difference? These goals are rooted in what success feels like and translate into tangible, trackable milestones. Now let's create yours. What would achieving this goal make possible in your life? What's an external benchmark you could tie to your core values? When you step into the experience of this goal, what becomes inevitable? Once you have that clarity, plug it into the what by when framework. What do you want to achieve and by when? Step three, breaking it down into milestones that matter. Now that you have your clear outcome, it's time to reverse engineer it into meaningful benchmarks. Ask yourself, what needs to happen each month to make this a reality? What can I track that reflects my progress in a way that aligns with my deeper goal? How will I know I'm getting closer beyond just checking off a box? For our hiking example, the monthly milestones might look like month one, schedule blood work, get a functional medicine checkup, and set up a strength training plan. Month two, hike an intermediate trail and increase endurance workouts. Month three, do an overnight camping test run. Month four, book the Appalachian Trail and finalize your gear. Month five, complete a challenging hike with elevation gain. And month six, hit the trail with confidence. Or maybe alongside that, you track energy and confidence on a scale of 1 to 10 every month. So you have an internal and external measure of success. The key here is that every milestone reflects the deeper purpose, not just arbitrary numbers, but a lived experience that brings you closer to the life you actually want. Step four, aligning your metrics with what actually matters. Too often, we use metrics that drain us rather than inspire us. Numbers like pounds lost, revenue made, or social media followers gained can be useful, but only if they reflect your actual goal. So ask yourself, what measurement would feel the most fulfilling to track? How can I create benchmarks that reinforce the experience I want to have? How can I check in with myself regularly to ensure I'm still in alignment? This is where success becomes inevitable, because you aren't relying on willpower to push you through someone else's version of achievement. You're fueled by the deep, intrinsic motivation of a goal that's actually yours. Now let's put this into action. Take your goal and rewrite it using this framework. Define the outcome in a way that fully reflects what you actually want. Break it down into milestones that make sense for your journey. And track your progress in a way that reinforces your values, not someone else's expectations. Because when your goal is deeply aligned, consistency isn't something you have to force. It's something you naturally sustain. Thank you for being here today. Now go create success on your own terms and tune in tomorrow for our final Integration Week episode where we take on the ultimate CEO care exercise, releasing the past. If you enjoyed today's episode, please show your support by leaving reviews and comments. It would truly mean the world to me to hear from you. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss a day and join me in my mission to help a world full of content creators become a world of contentment creators.